This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari calls National Assembly session for 1st of January. Health Ministry to carry out PCR test on all returnees from the countries reporting new variant of coronavirus. Election Commission begins voters list update for House of Representatives election, and US President Donald Trump signs relief and spending package into law. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari called the new session of the National Assembly to begin from the 1st of January. Issuing a statement yesterday, Assistant Spokesperson of the Office of the President, Keshav Prasad Khimire, informed that the President summoned the session of the Upper House to commence from the 1st of January in the Federal Parliament Building at Baneshwar. Seven newly appointed ministers have resumed their office. Assuming the office at Singha Darbar yesterday, newly appointed Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Toh Bahadur Rai Mazi directed the officials to work to meet the government's target for development and prosperity. Likewise, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Bhanu Bhakt Dhakal asked the official to work with confidence as the government's policies have now shifted, all the minister has been changed. Similarly, assuming the office, Health and Population Minister Hridayesh Tripathi vowed to provide vaccine against coronavirus to all citizens free of cost. Meanwhile, newly appointed Forest and Environment Minister Prem Bahadur Ali said he would promote positive works in the sector of forest conservation. Newly appointed Women, Children and Senior Citizens Minister Julie Kumari Mahato vowed to address the crucial concerns of women, children and senior citizens. Drinking Water Minister Mani Chandra Thapa pledged to work in coordination of all. Meanwhile, reaching to the ministry, Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Gauri Shankar Chaudhary promised to sort out the anomalies seen in foreign employment sector. Urban Development Minister Prabhu Shaha said his main work would be successfully conducting the election announced by the government. The Ministry of Health and Population has decided to take swab samples of all returnees from the countries that have reported new variant of COVID-19 and carry out PCR test. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry yesterday, ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said the ministry would carry gene sequencing if the PCR test shows corona positive on the returnees. Dr. Gautam also said the ministry had decided to remove the private hospitals except the medical colleges from the list of COVID hospitals. Also updating the coronavirus cases in the country, Dr. Gautam said Nepal recorded 481 new cases of the coronavirus infection. As per the update, almost 250,000 people out of more than 258,000 infected ones in Nepal have recovered from the virus infection. The ministry also said Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,825 with the confirmation of 6 additional deaths. You are listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स The Election Commission has started preparation to update the voters list for the purpose of the upcoming election of the House of Representatives. Spokesperson of the Commission Raj Kumar Shrestha said, as a part of initial preparation for the upcoming election, the Commission has started to update the voters list. However, registering new voters has been halted as the election for House of Representatives have been set for upcoming 30th of April and 10th of May. No confidence motion has been filed against Chief Minister of Province 1, Sherdhan Rai. A total of 37 Province Assembly members, including Bhima Acharya, registered the no confidence motion against Chief Minister Rai at Province Secretariat yesterday. Similarly, they also demanded to call the Province Assembly meeting immediately for presenting no confidence motion. Provincial Assembly Member Acharya has been proposed as the new Chief Minister in the motion. Similarly, three Provincial Cabinet Ministers of Province 1 have also resigned from their post. Meanwhile, Province 1 is to hold its 7th Assembly meeting and winter session on the 20th of January. Chief of Province 1, Somnath Adhikari Pyasi, called the Province Assembly session to begin from 2 p.m. on the 20th of January. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed into a law, a coronavirus relief law rather, and spending package bill averting a partial government shutdown. Trump had initially refused to sign the bill, saying he wanted to give people bigger one-off payments. The delay meant that millions of Americans temporarily lost unemployment benefits. The relief package worth $900 billion was approved by Congress after months of negotiation. About 14 million Americans would have been affected by a lapse in unemployment benefit payments and new stimulus checks. Unemployment benefits will now be restored. At least 7 people have been killed by a knife-wielding attacker in northeastern China. Another 7 people were reported wounded in the mass stabbing, which took place in Kaiyuan, a small city in Liaoning province. Police have arrested a suspect, the state-run Xinhua News Agency reports, although a motive remains unclear. Witnesses described seeing a man stabbing people seemingly at random. Police said an officer was injured while confronting the suspect. No other details on casualties have been provided. South Africa has reported at least 1 million cases of coronavirus since confirming its first case in March. South Africa's Ministry of Health said only days after a new faster-spreading variant of the virus was confirmed to be breaking out in the country. The total number of deaths rose to 26,735. The outbreak in the worst-hit country in Africa appears to be accelerating, with the 1 million mark crossed 9 days after the country reported 900,000 cases. Several hospitals and medical centers have reported wards overflowing with patients, with many healthcare workers cancelling their holidays to tackle a huge influx of patients. Mediclinic International, among South Africa's top 3 private hospital networks, said on Sunday that a severe rise in cases had placed immense strain on its healthcare resources, including staff, equipment and beds for seriously ill patients. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Province 1, Karnali Province and Far West Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the far western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari calls National Assembly session for 1st of January. Health Ministry to carry out PCR test on all returnees from the countries reporting new variant of coronavirus. Election Commission begins voters list update for House of Representatives election, and U.S. President Donald Trump signs relief and spending package into law. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.